Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted on Fox News Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the border in recent weeks have been released into the United States.
Approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000
have been released.
Yes.
The House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an original plan vote for Monday. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor Monday, but actual voting will take place 30 September. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board was at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north-central Montana that killed three souls and left seven hospitalized Sunday. The westbound Empire Builder was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday near Joplin. That's a town of about 200 citizens near the Canadian border. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Biden administration has allowed roughly 12,000 Haitian illegal immigrants into the country. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says as many as 12,000 illegal immigrants from Haiti have been released into the U.S.
About 3,000 are actually in detention, and we make those detention determinations in the best interest of the American public. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions upon them.
Secretary Mayorkas on Fox News Sunday says that number could rise as another 5,000 cases are processed.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Sam, which strengthened to a major Category 4 storm Saturday morning, remained a major storm and is expected to fluctuate in intensity over the next 24 hours. Sam is located 800 miles east-southeast from the northern Leeward Islands. That's where the Caribbean Sea meets the western Atlantic. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Tom Homan, former ICE director on Fox News, says it's just another distraction when Biden attacks Border Patrol agents.
I talked to 9 retired chief patrol agents. I talked to 2 retired CBP commissioners. I talked to 5 chiefs of Border Patrol that were national chiefs, the same position that Raul Ortiz has now. Every one of them, 100% of them, said they did not violate policy, they did not violate regulations. They did their job. But and now they're being thrown on the bus by this administration. It's a shame that the men and women who wear that uniform and put their lives on the line for this country are now being attacked for doing their job. They're, President Biden's decisions, the Secretary Mayorkas' decisions, put them in this position. And they did their job. No one wants to talk about the fact that the Haitians are committing a crime entering the country illegally. It's a violation of federal law to enter this country. It's a crime. It's a violation of Title 8, United States Code 1325. side. And when they oppose, when they resist arrest, like you saw in the video, that is a felony. Title 18, United States Code 111. But no one wants to talk about the crime being committed, and these law enforcement officers who have the job to enforce that crime, stop that crime, are being attacked.
An Atlas V rocket will launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California Monday with the Landsat 9 Earth Observation Satellite. Launch is scheduled for 2:12 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, Bill Martinez Show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Look at... You know, when things get weary, you get weary and you wonder, you go, okay, you know, where is God in all this, right? I mean, is God all that he says? And you hear the stories. Sometimes people haven't believed in God and they haven't had an active faith relationship with God. But yet they come to that God-appointed moment where they have no other choice but either continue to decide to go it on their own, or maybe, you know, to reach out and say, okay, God, you know, if you're really real. In fact, this weekend, someone told me again the story that they just got to that point and they just didn't believe that God was there for them. But they asked God. They just said, hey, in the depth of their despair, God, if you're really real, can you let me know that you're there? And amazingly, true to his faithfulness, God showed himself to this individual, gave him a sign, gave him that answer that he was looking for. Well, our next guest, Robert Morgan, is with us. He's got a good book, a new book called Great is Thy Faithfulness. I say it's good, but when you read it, you'll understand that what I mean by this. Robert Morgan is a writer and a speaker who serves as the teaching pastor at the Donaldson Fellowship in Nashville, author of The Red Sea Rules, The Strength You Need, Reclaiming the Lost Art of Biblical Meditation, Then Sings My Soul, and many other titles. And, of course, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Talk about your soul singing. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
I love that, Then Sings My Soul, because I was thinking about it. And Great is Thy Faithfulness, that's one of my favorite songs. It is just so rich, right?
I've sang that all of my life. I'm a great believer in the great hymns. The new music is wonderful too, but the great hymns stick in our minds for a lifetime. And Great is Thy Faithfulness is one of the best.
I'll tell you, playing music most of my life, you know the instant difference. And a lot of those, like you talk about hymns, you know, call them. I would say that you have this sense of God's anointing on certain songs. They just stand out. They're just so special. And even with all the contemporary music, there are certain songs that do the same thing. They transcend. It's almost as if, you know, God himself, you know, wrote the lyric. You know what I mean?
Well, you better not get me on the hymns because I can talk about them for hours. But
yeah,
we are so close, Bill, in many, many churches to totally discarding all of the hymnody that has been handed handed down to us and which has strengthened Christians for hundreds of years.
Yes.
And I'm appealing to worship pastors to go back and to include the classic hymns in their Sunday orders of service, because we need for our children to know those classic and wonderful songs.
You know, the thing that amazes me, Robert, and again, I've led worship. I have a worshiper's heart on this, is that when you play the classic hymns, what's the participation, you know, from the people when they when they hear the song? What happens?
Well, I think people sing much better because they have known those songs all their lives. Let me mm-hmm. tell you a story about this. My wife, Katrina, had multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. and she passed away a year and a half ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And about 3 or 4 days before she went on to heaven, she was confused and weak, and I was lifting her into her bed, mm-hmm. and suddenly she started saying, "My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the glories of thy name." And that was a stanza from Wesley's great hymn, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing."
Exactly.
It was in her mind because she had sung it all her life. And we've got to have some lifelong lyrics. And this hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," everybody really ought to memorize all three verses of it, because it's so rich. And
exactly.
Like you said, it's just anointed.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, my earlier point is that when a classic hymn like this is played, I find that people who aren't singing suddenly are singing. You know, they
yeah.
may not go along with, you know, what the worship, and I would say, people would ask me about worship, and I said, the deal is that you're there to lead people into the presence of God. If you're going there by yourself, then you're not paying attention. And I was fortunate enough, I had a mentor who would tell me, she says, you know, it drives her nuts when worship leaders would close their eyes. She goes, you don't need to close, you need to have your eyes open. You need to see how the people are responding. And of course, for me, you know, my background, Robert, I was a disc jockey in Los Angeles for many years. I was sensitive to music. I knew how to blend music and how to get, you know, do things, you know, with people's emotions through music. That was my training experience playing, you know, secular music. And even when I would do shows, I did, in fact, I did grad nights at Disneyland. I don't even know why I'm telling you the story, but, you know, they would have grad nights at Disneyland, and Disneyland would make this one exception, because Disneyland was a, you know, when it came to music and everything, it was a union facility. You had to be, I was part of the union as a radio announcer in Los Angeles, but I wasn't, you know, part of that particular, you know, union. And so they took, but they made an exception and they allowed us to do this. And so in playing the music for people to be entertained, to dance, it was grad night celebration, all that kind of deal. You could see the effects of music and particularly the familiarity. And what you talk about when you're talking about these classic hymns, they're somewhat, I don't quite understand, and I can only say because of the anointing, is that even when people have not been particularly raised by these, they somehow get the song, and they will, it holds hard, you know, in their heart, and I don't mean in a rough way, I mean just, it really holds steadfast in their heart, and they pick it up pretty quickly. It's, I've never seen that happen. You know, with every song that comes down the pike, but especially, you know, songs, you know, hymns that, as you say, are anointed.
Yes, there's a timeless quality. And, Bill, let me say that if anybody wants to know more about the stories behind the great hymns,
yes.
I have a series of books called Then Sings My Soul.
Mm.
And each volume tells 150 stories behind the great hymns and gives the words and music. It's like having your own devotional guide.
Cool.
I would just love for people to reacquaint themselves with the hymns with this book, Then Sings My Soul. which is available. It's sold over a million copies, but it's still available wherever books are sold.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to have to get a copy. I thought I had a copy of it, as a matter of fact, because this sounds very familiar, where, you know, the history, because I appreciated, you know, the rich history of the hymns. And when you know the background and what, you know, what motivated them, you know, to write the songs, and it's all very specific. And it really brings a dimension to these hymns that otherwise, you know, you didn't have. So that's a huge blessing, Robert, that you have offered to all of us by doing the hard work and research for that. So check that out as well. We've got Robert Morgan with us, and we'll continue on as we talk about his new book, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Right here, right now.
Bill
Martinez.
Kind of a modern day version of the faithfulness of God, you know, and that sometimes, you know, we only see in part, and sometimes we just don't see, and that's why, you know, faith is so important. Robert Morgan is with us. He's a writer and speaker who serves as the teaching pastor at the Donaldson Fellowship in Nashville. His latest book, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. By the way, I know we teased you a lot. We talked about hymns, and he and I were talking off air, and we're going to do a special feature on the hymns, and his book, Then Sings My Soul, gives you the rich history behind these hymns, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to recording that special hour with him. He's offered to give us an hour to where we can break this down and bless you, and we'll let you know when that'll be coming up, and so stay tuned for details. Robert, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, the backstory, your story on this. Why this book?
Well, the faithfulness of God means his absolute determination to keep and to fulfill every syllable of every word of every promise that he has made. Mm-hmm. God is a God who is very liberal in his promises. The entire Bible is a book of promises. And I don't know what I would have done without, throughout my life, being able to search out and find and claim the promises of God. But those promises are worthless unless we have a God who is absolutely determined to never break even the slightest detail of any promise. But God is a God who can be trusted to keep his word. So when we talk about the faithfulness of God, we're talking about his consistent determination to fulfill every word of every promise he has ever made to us.
It's in his name, isn't it?
Well, yes, I am. Jehovah, Yahweh, the great I am, means the one who is self-existent, who is unchanging and unchangeable. Mm-hmm. So the attributes, we talk about the attributes of God, and by those we mean the various qualities about him that we can observe in nature, but particularly in his word. And those attributes are things like his almighty power, which has no limit, his ability to be everywhere all at once. We call that his omnipresence, his love for us. But one of the attributes is his faithfulness, and that is his consistency to truth. And the Bible says, even if we are faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself.
Exactly. I mean, you think about that. You just ponder on that concept for just a moment. I mean, here we are. We're struggling on this plane. And losing all hope, but God never loses hope, right?
No, he has this quality that we call faithfulness. And Bill, I looked up this word in the Bible, and there are nearly 100 specific references in the Bible about the faithfulness of God. Now, the entire Bible is about his faithfulness, but if you just look up the words faithful and faithfulness, mm-hmm. they occur about 100 times related to God. So I chose 52 of them, and I dove into them. I did the exegesis. I'm a Bible teacher. I'm primarily an expositor and a Bible teacher. I wanted to make sure that I understood them correctly. And then I used illustrations. I used applications. I found some great things that have been written in generations past about the faithfulness of God. So we put it together in this book of 52 different devotions. It's got a ribbon in it. People can go through it at their leisure. It's made as a gift book. But every single section is on a different verse having to do with the faithfulness of God. So I think it could be very encouraging to people and as a gift to people mm-hmm. who need a boost and an encouragement.
Exactly. And I like that you have it designed that way in the front of the book. You have a space there to, you know, to point out that it is a gift and to whom, from, and all that. So that's that reinforces this, you know, this idea of it being a gift. which is great. Chapter one, you address his faithful promises, and we touched on this a little bit because I want to dovetail that into chapter two, the divine facts. Go ahead.
Well, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful." We can have optimism in our hearts no matter what we're going through. There's ultimate optimism there, which the Bible calls hope, and we can hang on to it unswervingly. But the reason we can do it is because God has given us promises, and he who promised is faithful. Mm-hmm. And Bill, I quote a man back from an Irish pastor from the 1800s named Joseph Rainsford, who said, "The steadfastness of God's promises are built on four great pillars: God's holiness, which will not allow him to deceive; God's goodness, which will not allow him to forget; God's truth, which will not allow him to change; and God's power, which will not allow him to fail." And I think that is a wonderful way of putting it.
Well, I tell you, don't you love when you go back and you pick up nuggets like this from from theologians, men of God, women of God in the past, that this is what I appreciate that really enlarges me, Robert, is when you have this sense that someone has been in the throne room of God, has captured the character of God in the way that you just cited, that is something to really take note of.
Well, when I was a college student, Billy Graham's wife, Ruth, told me to always read an old book for every new book that I read. She said the older writers had more time to think. And so I've tried to follow that advice. I've not followed it perfectly, but I've found that the old writers many times, and the Puritans and the others, they really have nuggets of truth that I don't think I would have seen except for finding some of these things in their writing. So I try to recycle some of it into my own writing.
No, that's good. That's good that you do that because it encourages all. And I love that. I love that from Ruth Graham saying for every old book. I'm challenged by that. Thank you very much. As if I don't have enough challenges already. Oh, gosh. That's a good one. Divine facts. Talk about divine facts. We've got a couple minutes left here, so obviously we're not going to get through. But I just want to get down to the nugget and the core of your book so that people will be as excited as I am to get their hands on it. And whether it's for a Bible study or, you say, a gift for somebody who may be struggling, this is a true gift that you... you don't have to say a whole lot because sometimes when people are struggling, they just want you to listen. They don't want you to be like Job's compatriots and come in and offer all their ideas, right?
Yes, well, I agree totally. The second chapter of my book, The Divine Facts, simply points out that faith is trusting in the facts that we know, not the feelings that we have. And this comes from Jeremiah. On the worst day of his life, he wrote the book of Lamentations because he was so sad at what had happened around him. But he said, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And that's in the Bible. That's really where the title for the hymn comes from, and the title for my book, Great is Thy Faithfulness. So if people are going through a difficult time now, I would tell them to trust in the facts that they know from the Bible, not from the feelings that they have from the circumstances. It makes all the difference when we can recalibrate our hearts in that particular way.
And we especially have to be sensitive right now because, to your point, the culture is very emotional right now, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So the need for facts, the need for the truth, now more than ever. But no doubt, emotions is a very, very powerful motivator. But we want to do the things that honor God and honor one another. And I appreciate your encouragement to pursue the truth of God, because that's what it's all about for us. Robert Morgan has been our guest. His book, Great is Thy Faithfulness, available at all the usual places. Right, Robert?
Yes, sir. And also at my website, robertjmorgan.com.
And we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Robert Morgan, thank you. God bless you.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted on Fox News Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the border in recent weeks have been released into the United States.
Approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000
have been released.
Yes.
The House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an original plan vote for Monday. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor Monday, but actual voting will take place 30 September. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board was at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north-central Montana that killed three souls and left seven hospitalized Sunday. The westbound Empire Builder was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday near Joplin. That's a town of about 200 citizens near the Canadian border. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why not? Revival of one. A lot can happen. You'd be surprised. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Wayne Allen Root joining us. He's got a new book to talk about. It is the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. It's been a long time, buddy. How you been?
Hey, Bill. How are you? You know, I got my own nationally syndicated radio show, and life got very busy, and it was hard to do interviews anymore. So it's been a while since you and I were on. I used to be on all the time. I missed you, man. I'm glad I'm back.
Well, and I understand. Congratulations on the syndicated show. You're awesome. It's great. Your energy. You know, you and I are on the same message. I mean, we've got to wake up. The silent majority can no longer be silent. I mean,
I keep telling people that the silent majority is what got us in this place right now, because the loud minority, and I don't mean that in any way as a racist statement, it's not about the color of your skin.
Right.
I mean minority as in the smaller voting group is actually the loud one that understands how to intimidate and how to sit in and how to break in and how to, protest and boycott and scream loudly and get media. And they have steamrolled us for 40 years.
Exactly.
Even though they're in the minority and we're in the majority, they've steamrolled us. They've gotten everything they ever wanted. wanted. You know, the Jesse Jacksons, the Al Sharptons, all the activists on the left get whatever they want by being, you know, using rules for radicals and being intimidators. And my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, really first teaches you how to do the same thing, how to be your own Jesse Jackson as a conservative, your own Al Sharpton as a conservative, your own Martin Luther King who believed in civil disobedience. And if it's good enough for him, I think it's good enough for me and for us.
Exactly.
So I think I've got a solution. And then not only do I teach you how to do it, I think my book's kind of the conservative version of Rules for Radicals. But it's also, I give you all the information. I don't think anyone's ever done that before. I hired a team of telemarketers, and they dialed all day for months all the biggest companies in America, Bill, to find out the CEO's name, the board of directors' name, the phone number, the email, the physical mailing address, and the social media addresses. And I put it all in the book. So now all you have to ever do again, I made it easy for conservatives. I gave you the keys to the kingdom. All you do is open my book and you dial for dollars. You know, you immediately can email or dial or go after with a, you know, snail mail physical letter to a physical address. All these big CEOs at all these big corporations that are woke and liberal that are screwing us over and ignoring us and insulting us and offending us, well, we do all the buying so we make them rich.
Exactly.
It's stupidity. We got to stop this.
No, without a doubt. I mean, people do that which they get rewarded for. We know that. That's a human condition. And so we use the power of our income, the power of our resources against them. I mean, the other people have come in, they bowled them in, intimidated them, and they've got their way. And they were able to get their way, Wayne, because there was no pushback. And,
right. And what's interesting is sometimes one letter can make all the difference in the world. And I got one letter from someone who bought my book on Friday. Mm-hmm. And they said, Wayne, I bought it on Thursday. This is last Friday. Because the book only came out a week ago. I bought it on Thursday. I read it in an hour. It's that simple. I usually write 400-page books. This is a 100-page book.
Right.
So he said, I read it in an hour, and I immediately got busy and fired off three emails to the CEOs of three of the biggest companies in America. And you're not going to believe this, Wayne. I'm including their answers. All three personally answered, and it wasn't their secretary, it wasn't their assistant, it was the CEO of $3 billion company saying, why would you want to boycott me? Please tell me, let's talk about this and make sure that we get it resolved. So, I mean, what if thousands did it? What if hundreds
exactly.
of thousands did it? What if millions of conservatives did it? They responded to one guy's emails, one guy who doesn't even mean anything to them, and they went crazy because they were so scared that he was hinting there's a conservative boycott coming. And all three responded, and he asked me what to say to them, and I actually laid out the words on email. You know, my email is waynerud@gmail.com.
Right.
I'll help anyone lay out the response. So, you know, all three, he wanted to know, you know, what should I tell them? What did they do wrong? So I went and Googled all three and gave them all the things that they did wrong that were liberal and offended us, and the next thing you know, he's answering them, and they're talking to each other, the CEO of a major billion-dollar company. Can you imagine how much effect we can have
exactly.
on the future corporate behavior and therefore the donations to Democrat politicians if we all carry this out?
Well, it makes you wonder, Wayne, did they not know this? Were they just so disconnected from their own people that they thought that this, you know, was the woke thing to do?
I don't know if any of these guys, I don't know if they're playing coy, if they really don't know, if they're really this ignorant, or they know and they think you don't know, or they honestly don't have any idea. Let me give you an example. I don't want to, you know, make one company the butt of all of this, but one of the three that he contacted was Nordstrom. And the CEO
wow.
of Nordstrom answered him and said, I don't understand. What did we do? I didn't get involved in politics. So I Googled it for him, and what came up? Nordstrom's given millions to Black Lives Matter, which I believe is a Marxist organization,
right.
which I believe is anti-American, which mm-hmm. I believe is anti-capitalism. I believe they hate white people. I believe they hate cops. I believe they want to defund cops. I believe that they hate men in the household. They stated in their corporate minutes,
right.
Black Lives Matter, they're a bunch of lesbian Marxists who don't want men to head households. If that's what you think is good for Nordstrom, you're an idiot.
Mm.
So I told him, go back and tell him, A, you gave money to a Marxist organization, millions, and B, you developed a new platform to make them happy that you call a social justice platform. And Nordstrom has pledged, like, one out of every two hires of managers at all Nordstroms in America have got to be Black or minority.
Mm.
Now, listen, if I said to you, I'm going to pledge that one of every two hirings has got to be a white person, wouldn't you call me a racist? So how is it okay to say I'm going to hire people because of the color of their skin, but just because that color is Black? It's not racism. Someone's got to You're saying, you're spitting in my face and saying, if I have the proper qualifications, but I happen to be white, you're going to hire a black person ahead of me just because they're black.
Exactly.
If that doesn't offend you, then you probably shouldn't read the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I'll bet you most conservatives are offended by that.
Well, you know, look, it is time you call it out for what it is. I mean, this is what got us into trouble, you know, the silent majority, the inactive state of America to such a degree, because the fact of the matter is Nordstrom's is supporting the very thing that wants to destroy the Constitution and the foundings of this Democratic Republic, Wayne.
And how about the BLM, Black Lives Matter, wants to destroy Nordstrom?
Sure.
This is what's so dumb about corporate America. When the communists come for all the small businessmen and the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians like me and like you, Bill, guess what? After they kill us or imprison us or send us to re-education camp or simply ruin all of our businesses and ruin the economy, next they're coming for the big companies too. They're not going to save those CEOs that were nice to them, because those guys are an even bigger example of greed and corporate philosophy and capitalism. They're only going to save you for a little while. After they're done with us, they're coming for you.
Exactly.
Coming to your executive suite to take your job. And by the way, they don't think you should have your job as the head of Nordstrom because you're white. They think it should be someone just because of the color of their skin who isn't white. So, you know, until we fight critical race theory, until we fight BLM, until we fight social justice platforms, it's going to be a real rough road, let me tell you. And it is a rough road right now.
Right.
We fight vaccine mandates, which I think are the single most damaging thing to the economy over the next few years in the history of this country. It's going to destroy this country. I made a prediction, Bill, with a column I put out over the weekend. But, you know, to put a column out over the weekend, you've got to write it on Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it on Wednesday and Thursday, and everything I ever said is coming true in the last 48 hours. I said that policemen, firemen, nurses, paramedics, prison guards, military, they don't want the vaccine.
Yes.
You're going to see 30% of them quit, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And then our entire country is going to be in such emergency crisis because there won't be enough cops. And by the way, either quit or be fired, forced to quit.
Right.
You know, so there won't be enough cops, won't be enough fire. You know, where you stand on the vaccine, that's everyone's own business. If you want to have it, great. But the reality is 30% or more of first responders don't want the vaccine. I personally don't want the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to cause a disaster in this country because there really are not going to be enough policemen or firemen or paramedics, and God forbid there aren't enough jet fighter pilots or Navy SEALs.
Exactly.
What will happen when you dial 911? How about if China decides to attack or Russia and there's not enough pilots, not enough Navy SEALs? We are in a heap of trouble, a world of trouble. And I wrote that Wednesday or Thursday. It came out on Sunday. Guess what? In the last 24 hours, tons of nurses have been fired all over the United States.
Got to go to break. More from the one and only Wayne Allyn Root after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. I love this quote from Martin Niemöller, and this refers a little bit to what Wayne Allen Root was saying, is that in this cancel culture, these Marxists, they're coming after you. They're checking the boxes, and it's the same thing that, Nazi Germany experienced. First they came for the socialists, he wrote, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for trade unionists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. This is the peril that we're in, Wayne Allen Root, and your book, your new book is such a breath of fresh air and an encouragement, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, because this is a battle plan. People need to wake up, first of all, to understand we're in a battle here, right?
Yeah, you know what's funny is that, I wrote the column, This is 1938, 3 months ago, when most people didn't see it coming. Today, it's clearly 1938, but I saw it coming 3 months ago, really based not on vaccine mandates. 3 months ago, there were no vaccine mandates, really based on the way that government and Biden and the CDC and Fauci were talking about unvaccinated people and blaming us and saying everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated and we're the ones spreading it. And it sounded to me the same way Hitler talked about Jews.
Exactly.
You know, replace the word Jew with the word unvaccinated in Biden's speech 2 weeks ago, and I swear to you, it sounds just like 1938.
Yeah.
So I'm not comparing it to the Holocaust because I don't think anyone is bringing 6 million people to a concentration camp yet. But 1938 wasn't the Holocaust. Very few people understand they didn't start killing Jews till like 1941, 42.
Mm-hmm.
In 1938, they were just giving out lots of terrible propaganda,
exactly,
convincing people that Jews were dirty people and awful for Germany, and that's what led to the, you know, to the murder of millions.
Right.
So it all starts kind of little innocently, and then it becomes much worse.
Right.
And when you
Wayne, let me insert this because this is really critical. There was a plague that broke out. And they said it was because of the rats that were running around, and they associated the rats with the Jews. And this is what, you know, again, started to form in people's brains that Jews were less than and worthy of destruction. And so replace that, to your point, with the unvaccinated. And let's not even talk about people like myself who are naturally immune, that even the studies out of Israel say that we're sometimes, you know, anywhere from 6-13 times better with natural immunity than being vaccinated with a synthetic. And that's not even brought into the discussion, is it?
Well, I'll tell you what else isn't brought into the discussion. You know, I've never had COVID, thank God, but I've never said that I won't ever get it. I think probably pretty much everyone will get it. And I'm out in crowds all the time. I mean, they should be testing my blood, because I've been out in front of I speak in front of hundreds of people several times a week, and I shake every single hand and hug every woman and kiss every baby, and I've never gotten COVID, and my fiance got COVID, and I never went in another bedroom. I stayed in the bed with her. Mm-hmm. I sat on the couch with her while she coughed all night, and I never moved, and I never got COVID. So my point is, there are some conservative hosts, Bill, that I think say, hey, don't get vaccinated. Not a good idea.
Right.
But that alone is not the answer. The reason I think I've been safe so far, again, I'm not saying it's impossible to get COVID. Nobody can say that. But the reason I've been out in front of thousands of people and conducted business just like normal for a year and a half now, while the rest of the world hid and I'm fine, is because I take mega doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, lysine, quercetin, selenium, garlic, and probiotic.
Yes.
So I am filled with vitamins that are antiviral.
Exactly.
That's the reason. And they won't mention vitamins. Matter of fact, if you mention vitamins, they say it's like charlatan. No, it's not. Studies show 80% of the deaths could have been avoided with just high levels of vitamin D3. So and zinc is the big one.
Exactly.
Zinc is the biggest one of all.
Well, that's the same protocol. My personal my personal doctor has me on that same protocol, Wayne.
Right. And when four members of my family, two of my kids and my future son-in-law and my wife-to-be, all did get COVID, guess what I did? I went out and got ivermectin. They all got better in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So to say that ivermectin is for horses and cows is the biggest lie and slander in world history, when in reality, India had a state with 250 million people, and it was completely sick with COVID, number one in the world, and then it just went away. Because they handed out ivermectin in all the slums to everyone for free, and they all took it, and it went away. When you think of Africa, the most poverty-stricken continent in the world, you never hear a word about COVID in Africa, because they all take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin over the counter to counter malaria and other diseases, parasites, in Africa. So there's never been a bad COVID outbreak in Africa. It's amazing. They've allowed them to slander and badmouth the only things that work, Bill.
Yeah, and you can't get ivermectin in some of the places here in Hawaii because the pharmacists now have been put in the position, even though the doctor orders it, then the pharmacist has been given the authority to not distribute ivermectin.
Correct. Not prescribe it. Yeah, I mean, if he prescribes it, he won't issue it. Correct.
Right, exactly.
Pharmacies are killing people, literally. What if you're sick with COVID and they won't issue it and then you wind up dying? I'd call that murder. It was issued, prescribed by a doctor, and you won't issue it because you think you know better as a pharmacist who's liberal and must believe in your Democrat governor? Wow. That's pretty close to murder. It's certainly manslaughter. It may not be murder intentional. It's manslaughter. It's very scary what's happening to our country. And the same thing with ivermectin happened with hydroxychloroquine back 9 months ago. Slanderous studies saying it doesn't work. All of them were wrong. They had to come back and admit the studies were incorrectly instituted, and they relied on the wrong thing. You know, doctors will tell you got to take it within the first 3 or 4 days you're sick. And they used it on people that were on death's door that were on a ventilator, and they said, oops, it didn't work, therefore it doesn't work. Lie. No one ever said it works once you're on a ventilator.
Right,
so
exactly.
This is what we're going through in America. That's why I wrote the book. We got to hit back strong. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, and I've even given you all the phone numbers, all the emails, to go let these corporations know that we're not buying from them anymore until they cut the liberal woke crap out.
Exactly. Well, this is the power. The power is in we the people. I mean, we can thank our founding fathers who empowered us with those three most powerful words. But to your point, Wayne, if we're not exercising those three powerful words, well, then the ruling elite are going to have their way with us. And we're going to be overcome. And they are working every angle possible. I mean, look at what they're doing with the polling now. And I brought this to the audience's, forefront of their cerebellum this morning to say, you guys got to watch what's going on here and make sure what you're consuming here, because they want to tell you certain things that aren't true. And it's the same cabal that gave us, President Biden.
Yeah, no, look, no question about it. If you want to know what's coming to America, what could potentially come, just look no further than our friends in Australia.
Yes.
And New Zealand and mm-hmm. Canada. But really, Australia is the main one. I mean,
yes.
If you're walking down the street and you don't have a mask on or the mask is below your nose, cops will come up to you, get you in a chokehold, punch you in the face, throw you to the ground, bang your head against the cement, and drag you away to some sort of COVID prison. And here in America, they let you out of prison with no bail for trying to murder cops.
Yeah.
I mean, liberals want to let all the really vicious, mentally ill bad guys go, and then because you're the nicest person in the world, you pay your taxes, you do everything right, you raise a family, but you don't want to wear a mask, they'll throw you in prison
and
you die of COVID.
My exactly. God. Well, did you hear that story about Rob O'Neill?
No, I don't know. No.
Okay, he was taking a selfie on a Delta airline plane, right? And so he is now forbidden. He cannot ride on a Delta plane. And, of course, then the news that came out last week is that if one airline blocks you, they want all airlines to block you.
Right.
No, can you imagine?
By the way,
here is this hero, Rob O'Neill, credited with killing Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And now he's because he wasn't wearing a mask when he took a selfie on the plane.
You know, believe me when I tell you that they're going to try and ban every unvaccinated person from ever getting on a plane again, and then it'll be a train, then it'll be a bus, and certainly it'll be restaurants. And that's why my style of thinking is, Bill, even though I've got a nationally syndicated show, it emanates in Las Vegas, and that's my hometown.
Right.
And in Vegas, my show dominates in the afternoon. I've promised everyone on the air that if the first restaurant says you can't come in because you're unvaccinated, so far that has not happened. Mm-hmm. We're not New York, it has not happened.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that does it, I'm going to bring 10,000 people to their front door, and we're going to lock hands, and no one's ever getting your restaurant again until you go out of business. We're going to bring them to their knees. I'm not going to let Vegas be like any other city. And everyone else listening right now with an earshot of my voice, I hope it inspires you to do the same thing in your hometown, wherever it may be. Wherever you are listening on Bill's nationally syndicated show, I want you to get as many people as you can, get the local conservative hosts involved, lock arms, be like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Reverend Martin Luther King, and make sure civil disobedience, we put all these bad guys out of business, and they'll start to get the message.
Exactly. Wayne, the book, Great Patriot, Protest, and Boycott book, we're going to link it on our website, but available at all the usual places, right?
Yeah, all the bad liberal places, right? Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, they're all liberal. You can't win. You got to sell your book somewhere. I always hate saying it's available at Amazon because I hate Amazon. But guess what? You'll get the message across. Don't ever buy anything from Amazon again except conservative books. They'll get the message. That works. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this is a battle plan for us to take back our country, and we can do that. They want to wear us out and think that the battle is done. This is why the polling, they tell you polling, whether it's about, abortion, that 68% of Americans believe that abortion, should be legalized and that they support Roe v. Wade. Well, I don't know where they got that polling. That is out in left field. The only thing right now that we're starting to see, which it makes you wonder what the real numbers are when they tell you that Joe Biden's popularity numbers are in the tank. I mean, they must be really in the tank.
They must be 5%.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and they talk about 28% of the people really thinking he's doing a great job. I almost just out of honoriness want to sit down and just say, help me understand. I'm not there with you. Help me understand. How do you come up with that conclusion? Just asking. That's all.
They don't watch the news. That's why it comes to low IQ voters who don't even know what's going on. That's it. No one else could like Biden. He's the most unpopular president, in my opinion, in history. He probably beats Jimmy Carter by 10 points.
Jimmy Carter is grateful for Joe Biden.
Right, exactly.
He can't be blamed for as much. It's the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book from Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, thank you, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks, Bill. God bless you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. With